This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
With me, 855, with Joe, 855-732-55. You know, I was sitting here during the break, and I'm watching some of the most, and this is, somebody's doing a piece on it, on the news. And I'm watching some of the most popular video games there are. And they're all death and destruction. They're all beat them up. What I joke with my son, I call them beat them up, bang, bang. Because that's all they're doing. They're shooting at each other. That's it. And how do you, again, how do you tell me that this stuff doesn't affect kids when you're finding out even the service knows it does? Our military people know it does. So don't keep saying it doesn't affect the kids. It doesn't. I talked to a drill sergeant, a Marine drill sergeant it was. And he told me that since these video games have been around, you know, truly around, the kids have been playing on them, the hit rates go up. They're better at it. The hand-to-eye coordination gets better. It only makes sense. So for somebody on the left, or even somebody playing them for that matter, who say that, no, there's no big deal here, right? There is. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. And I do appreciate when you are part of. Got a lot of still crazy stuff going on. We're going to have Gwendolyn Sims. She is a writer for PJ Media. You can check her out at pjmedia.com, pjmedia.com. I already talked about the BIPOC teachers that claim that rolling your eyes is a form of white supremacy, or rooted in white supremacy anyhow. Now we got a GOP candidate that's ripping Oregon's Menstrual Dignity Act as an implosion of the family. I mean, I'm telling you, these people, they must sit up there. The only thing they think about, right? The only thing they got going through their head is how they can, who can top who on the craziest issue, the craziest law, the craziest bill you could put up on the table. What do you? I think so. Oregon Republicans' gubernatorial primary race is heating up, and key issues are moving to the forefront. Now, among them ranks a key socialist that has been working its way into the restrooms of all school-age boys and girls, for that matter. The Menstrual Dignity Act. That means, now, it was signed into law by Democrat wackoid Governor Kate Brown. It was signed into law last year. It sparked controversy by mandating that all public schools across Oregon supply menstrual products dispensers in both boys and girls, you know, bathrooms, regardless. Now, the news source spoke with the GOP gubernatorial candidate Bridget Barton on Monday. The They want to dig deeper into the controversial issue. And she says she's not afraid to stand up against it. Right? It's very confusing for children. And then when they hit puberty, they have even more confusion about their bodies. And they have real difficulty understanding what's going on in their world. A lot of them go into depression. They act out. We're seeing more and more evidence that it's causing kids to become confused, depressed, and have to act out and have very serious problems going forward. Barton went on to emphasize the mental health consequences of the act and said that the issue could pick up steam, become a concern for parents and school systems. He says, we're sort of the tip of the spear here in Oregon. What happens here on the left coast almost always starts drifting back to the east. It's like, coast to coast and somewhere in the middle. Bard relayed the immense disdain that she witnessed from parents across the state, not only with the Menstrual Dignity Act, but from what she labels as a radical leftist agenda. It is. Call it what you want. It is. When asked about feedback she has received from parents concerning the act, Barton said the word complaints. And that doesn't capture the full extent of the outrage. Complaints doesn't even begin to... She's all over the place. Complaints doesn't begin to describe it. A lot of them haven't even heard yet all about the background stuff that the teachers are going to be forced to teach. See, it always sounds good on the front end. Always sounds like it's a great deal. Always sounds like they got it covered until they have to actually sit down and cover it. Then it becomes a whole different animal, right? And she goes on to say the complaints don't even cover what's gone on. A lot of them haven't even heard yet all about the background stuff that teachers are going to teach. They're in shock. They're in disbelief. They're angry. They're excited the schools as fast as they possibly can. I'm sorry. They're exiting. I can't read my own writing. And Oregon is literally run out of room in private schools, charter schools, other options. Now, Barton emphasized that her state's education crisis reflects on Governor Brown's suspension of all graduation standards. Why would anybody do that? Right? You could be working out. Even when the times were bad, you could be working at home, working with your parents, trying to get something done, trying to move ahead in your education. It's ridiculous to sit there and not just give it all a pass without working at it. So, I'm your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mesina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Now, look, I tell you guys all the time on a regular basis, I don't go everywhere for my story. Now, I do go a lot of places for stories to either check them out. I like to find stories in two or three or four different places so I know that that they're real, that there's some kind of truth to them. When you find it in one wacko spot, no, you don't talk about it. You don't go for it. You have to make sure you got it right. But what you really want to get down to is making sure, as I always tell you, you guys want to go off sometimes half-cocked. You think you've got the answers. You think you got the truth because you read it on WhereTheTruth.com or something, and then you find out it was all just a scam. The story isn't real to begin with. That doesn't help anybody. There are a couple of places you can go. PJ Media is one of them. Our good friend Gwendolyn Sims joins us, as she does from time to time. I always appreciate her time with us because, really, she used to write for us. She used to be a producer here with me, and I can trust her with her stories and stuff that she puts up. Gwendolyn, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Hey, Joe. Good to hear from you again.
Well, you know, I love... did you send me a check for all of that, by the way? Because those were a lot of words for you and that I gave you. There, so, hey, I got to make money somehow, you know? I mean, seriously.
I'll bake you some cookies.
Yeah. Have you seen me? I don't eat cookies. All right? We'll leave it at that for the minute. But it was okay. So my people are gonna think I'm beating on them, but I'm really not gonna beat on them. All right. But we're slow to move. You know, Mike Lindell is giving us the deal of the century, and he's allowing us to make money off of his product. And I put it out there pretty much every night that people can go over to MyPillow.com. The bigger picture, yeah, I make some bucks on it. I'm not ashamed to say so. We can't make it on Facebook or Twitter anymore, so. Mike gives us a percentage of the sales and what have you, but the bigger picture here is that if you keep buying from Mike, if you keep doing business with Mike Lindell, then he keeps those plants open. You keep Americans working in this country with product from this country. And it's not just the plants you keep open, it's not just the employees you keep working, but you know, you got local support people, right? I mean, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, all these services that those plants support, and we are so slow to move. I mean, I see the reports every week. I see friends of mine that are in the business. I see their reports every week. Are we just extremely frugal, or are we just... what is it with conservatives? Give me some insight here.
Well, I think, for one thing, it takes a while to build a brand, right? And so if they're... listening to you or some other conservative site, then, or station, then, you know, they don't hear about the brand. Everybody should know about MyPillow by now, I would think. And
I hope so.
Everybody likes the brand new pillow.
And well, you buy sheets, you buy pillow, in. You buy pillowcases,
yeah.
Right? Some people, I had one listener.
Pillows now.
Yeah, well, I had one pillow, listener tell me, oh, he's really expensive. I said, well, listen, first of all, you have to pay for more for American made. There's no way around that. You can't keep wanting the cheapest thing out there and then want to hear, you know, American made. That's number one. Number two is you're always blowing money on something. Why not blow money on an American product with American workers or what have you? And Mike supports the causes that we support, unlike some of these other people.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely. I mean, that's what we should be doing. We should be supporting any conservative outlet as well as we can. Now, I mean, in this economy, you know, we get it. It's hard. That's like you said, you make choices to, you know, blow it at, you know, a leftist Starbucks instead of supporting,
Are you trying to frost my butt? Is that what you're trying to do? Because it drives me nuts. When I hear about people meeting at Starbucks, solid conservatives are going, really? So you're going to go put money in the pocket of people that don't like you, that don't like what you stand for.
Mm-hmm. Who have told you, do not come here and spend money. Like, we don't need you.
Yeah.
They've told us that.
Unreal.
So, yeah, I mean, it's choices, right? And, you know, as the economy gets even harder, we have to be even smarter about our purchases.
Well, you know, as the guy said in Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? You have chosen poorly. So, I mean, seriously, it's amazing. All right, you want to talk about some crazy stories? I had Alfonso Reitzel, I had Zoe on with me a little while ago. We were talking about Oregon now has their BIPOC teachers are upset because they say, you ready for this one? That rolling your eyes is rooted in white supremacy, and they will not stand for it.
Because only white people have eyes?
Let me tell you what. No. I said, roll your eyes is rooted in defiance, because I used to roll my eyes for a short period of time at my parents, and when I woke up, I realized I had done something extremely stupid. Okay?
Exactly. You only did that once.
Exactly. And again, all this tomfoolery is happening up, you know, in Oregon. And mm-hmm. and they say same with the BIPOC community, that that's the only time their eyes are being rolled. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, they're not only offended, so they are waiting to be offended, and even if it's not offensive, they're looking for it to be offensive so they can say they were offended.
Absolutely.
Right? Crazy. And when staff members push back on the principal who's BIPOC, then they're racist.
Right. And I mean, that tells you right there that they really don't have anything more to say. I mean, if anything can be racist, then nothing is racist. So, you know,
I'm
just going to roll my eyes at them no matter what. So maybe don't be so ridiculous and you won't get your eyes rolled at you, you know?
You know, we should all sit at the table someday. Get about 12 of us in a restaurant. And when you have those wacks sitting next to you and they start talking, just look at them and roll your eyes. All of us. Right?
Your heads would explode.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know our community, and I'll be sitting in a mm-hmm. restaurant and somebody will see me. They know who I am. And they're sitting in a booth behind me or next to me. And they start talking just loud enough so you mm-hmm. know. You know, they're talking about politics. They're talking about those whacks on the right and all that other stuff. They really think that we're like them, where we're going to get up and walk over to their table and let them have it. They would do mm-hmm. that. But I look at them and smile and laugh at them. I actually had a couple get up and leave once because I wouldn't give in.
Yeah. I mean, why stoop to their level, right?
No, ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the woke LA teachers that are being told to challenge the concepts of merit. Everything that these people do is to bring you down to be below a mediocre level, almost to the loser category. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Someone's seen your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. The World Health Organization reported a 77% weekly increase in the number of lab-confirmed monkeypox cases to more than 6,000 worldwide, and two more deaths in part of Africa where the virus has been circulating for years. Most of the cases were reported in Europe and Africa. The UN Health Agency said the mysterious outbreak continues to mainly affect men in the LGBTQ community, and that other population groups show no signs of sustained transmission. The Biden administration is giving nearly $1 billion to 85 airports to expand and upgrade terminals and other facilities using money approved in last year's huge infrastructure bill. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said earlier, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. Head over to MyPillow.com. You need pillows? You need sheets. You need pillowcases. I have the slippers. I love the slippers. If you use promo code Joe, though, you'll get half off of those items. In most cases, half off. Some of them are 2 for 1. And again, as I said, spend a few extra bucks. Don't buy the sheets from China. Even if you don't use the promo code Joe, although you save money, it'd be stupid not to. But buy the stuff where you know the money's staying here. We're not helping the Chinese, put money in their pockets so they can come against us. We need to stop doing that kind of thing. We need to. We don't want to sacrifice. Our founding fathers sacrificed everything, but we don't want to sacrifice a few bucks here or a few extra steps there or driving a little further to support somebody who supports you. It is mind-blowing for me. I just can't wrap my head around it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Gwendolyn Sims joins me, as she does from time to time. She's written some great stuff over at PJ Media, pjmedia.com. She's a freelance contributor to PJ Media, and I don't know why. I figured by now she'd be burnt up covering politics. I don't know how you stay up on it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm burnt out on the California politics, but, you know.
Oh, no, but there's so much fun out here. As irritating as it can be, it's like, what's his name? Newsom right now is in Montana, right? And mm-hmm. He had a moratorium. You couldn't use any state money. Now, you've been in politics for a long time, so you understand this. You couldn't use any state money to take trips to Montana. Yet, he went to Montana. And they said, well, right. He didn't use any state money. Okay, this is his vacation dollars. Is he paying for his California protection teams, you know, state police? Is he paying
exactly.
them out of his vacation money?
Yeah,
right?
I kind of
And if your
it.
Principles, you're not going, you know, because they won't allow abortions or they won't allow this or they won't allow whatever it is. Well, if you have a principle, would you still go there and spend money there?
Well, you know, it's not for us to say what our betters can do or not do, but, you know, he tried to keep it secret, of course, which is, you know, asinine. But, yeah, he didn't get away with that, and it's very likely that he has state, you know, protection there, and he's a hypocrite that we think he is.
Well, you know, Gwendolyn, somebody's going to be telling on him because he virtually gets away with very little. Whenever he does stuff like this, somehow it leaks. So somebody, even from inside, whether they're not on our side or they are on our side, they're definitely teed off at him when he does stuff like this. And I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they,
I'm fine with it.
She can't get as mad, get them as mad as humanly possible. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on to LAUSD, right, in school district. It was requiring all teachers and staff to complete implicit unconscious bias training. I can't even say it, let alone. Right?
Right.
I mean, all this stuff, and I see it happen because my people know I'm on a school board. I see things like this coming across our desks at times. And I'm saying, no. Don't dumb this stuff down. You know, you need to teach our kids. You need to work with our kids. And they want to throw out the concepts of merit, apparently, and individualism, because they're rooted in whiteness. So being an individual, doing well, is just a white thing?
Well, according to them, I don't agree with this, but according to them and the CRT advocate who is the professor who's pushing this, Tyrone Howard, he says that because whites start out ahead and, you know, then we have the whole white culture, that it's not fair, and so we shouldn't expect everybody else to achieve at the same, you know, meritocracy level. So, you know, it's just ridiculous. How about we bring everybody else up to whatever imaginary level he thinks we're at?
So, you know? we're born with more brains? I mean, is that kind of what he's saying? I mean, seriously.
No, just advantages.
Oh, God.
Right? Privileges and advantages. So we have just way more opportunities historically and all of that. But, you know, it's kind of funny when you live someplace like we did and raised our kids that, you know, everybody's in the same, you know, upper middle class or whatever. And it's like it doesn't matter.
I didn't start life here, though.
200 years ago.
I mean,
right.
I grew up one of the poor sections of the country. And they're going to say, well, you got out because you're white. No, I got out because I busted a hump. And I made sure that I was going to get out of there. I didn't want to live there for a great little place. I look back on it. But I didn't want to spend my dying days there.
Right. But see, you could only get out because you were white. And you already had that foot out the door. And you didn't have the government holding you back, which is what they don't understand, is that, you know, the whole welfare culture and all that is not really helping anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, I just would rather give people hands up than bring everybody else down.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And, you know, I was doing a piece with Alfonso when he was on, or, you know, Zoe when he was on with me. Mm-hmm. And it was a piece that the NAACP had written. And I got to tell you, it was totally, totally asinine the way they laid it out as to how, in essence, because they're poor, that means that they can't celebrate the 4th of July. And, you know, that people with money have money because of privilege. Well, does that mean black folks who have money? Because a lot of black millionaires, there's a lot of black billionaires. Does that mean that they have privilege?
I don't think you'll ever get a straight answer out of them for that. I think that they think that's just the exception to the rule. And they don't actually hold, and when I say they, I mean the CRT people, don't actually hold any black people who do make a success of themselves to the same standard.
No.
They don't, you know, they don't say, hey, why don't you give back? Why don't you, you know, why don't you do things with your money to help? So it's not.
Years ago, there was a rapper, I think he was, and he gave $1 million to the just outside of Chicago to the school district that he grew up in. And he said he wanted to give back to the community. So he gave him a check for $1 million. And then he found out within 3 weeks that that $1 million pretty much went nowhere because they're in so much trouble in that school district that, you know, $1 million only lasted a few days for them. Mm-hmm. And he was totally unaware that that's how they operated, that's how it went down. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And it's like, mm-hmm. do your homework first. Why don't you do your homework first to make sure that you know where that money's going, how it's going to be used, and will it really have an effect? Maybe you need to give $3 million. You had like
$700. Mm-hmm. And maybe you need to be on the board, and maybe you need to help guide them and not just write a check.
No, some of them do that. All right. You you retweeted, or I saw this and fell over. Harmeet Dhillon put out, I guess it was a tweet, in today's Cartel News. Court reporters in California are charging $500 premiums to show up in person to depositions. $500 premiums, right? So they'll do it remotely, but if they have to actually put clothes on and show up for work, they want paid $500 more, right?
Right. They want $500, and that's per time, per session. These are the court reporters. So they're using still using the pandemic as an excuse, right? Because they have to wear a mask and all this stuff. So, yeah, she was just fed up with this.
Wow.
It's just unreal. So anybody who's a court reporter who wants to come to California, there's plenty of open spots. And
take the money and run.
Yeah.
You know, seriously. But, you know, I'm not surprised when you look at what they're, you know, they're giving bonuses to sign up to go to work for Wendy's, right? To go to work for Jack in the Box. I'm going, wait a minute, what? When did that happen? It's just amazing.
Well, it happened it started before the pandemic, but the pandemic just sort of set it in stone of, like, you have to have the so-called living wage and you should just get money for existing from the government. So, yeah, it's time we turn off those spigots and just get people back to work.
Yeah,
getting ridiculous.
People got to start working again and working right. Listen, we got to go for a break. Be back in a couple of minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Go to your home. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's really what you need to be down to. You need to be part of the solution. You need to find information that you can rely on. You need to, you know, step out of these stories. I get so irritated when I see people post stuff on Facebook that I know is blatantly wrong. And there are people. They're trying to do the right thing. Which is why I would say, get informed first. Once you get informed, go to town. But until then, don't be stupid. I mean, you don't have to. I'm telling you. They'll do enough to make you crazy. They don't need your help. Gwendolyn Sims joins me, as she does from time to time. She's a freelance contributor to PJ Media. As I say, there's very few online publications that are worth the read that you, you know, not that you shouldn't check them out. You should always check out their sources as well. But you don't have to really worry about them leading you astray. And Gwendolyn's part of that group over at PJ Media. Gwendolyn, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for saying that, and thanks for having me.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, a lot of those people over there are, I've known them for a long time, you've known them for a long time, and a few other publications online that we've known these people, they've been out there, they want to do the right thing, And there's very few places that do it anymore. Like it used to be, you really can't. And PJ Media was one of the ones that was really in the top of the heap in the early days and had to do a little rebuilding. And I think that's fine. That's great. And we should be supporting them as well. So there you go.
Yeah, they still are coming after PJ Media all the time. So even if you Google us, you don't even get the truth. So just come to pjmedia.com and click on any of our names. And, you know, every article that we research is thoroughly researched and sourced. And, yeah, you're not going to get, you know, you'll know if it's opinion. We're not going to be putting things as fact as, you know, if it's an opinion.
Well, you know, what's funny, too, is that I've been talking to people and telling them, look, terrestrial is the last place. And they don't really know what terrestrial is, but AM, FM radio is the last place that you can be able to get a message out without it being stifled. And even, you know, myself and the network I'm on, GCN, they get hit on a regular basis where people come after them, want to shut down the freedom of speech, shut down certain shows and what have you. But it's one place where it's almost impossible for it to happen. And you got Soros running around now picking up stations. Now, he's going after the Hispanic stations, because conservative Hispanic stations, because he wants to flip them. He's been doing this kind of thing for years. It's just he's been doing it at a much faster pace as of late. And that's the only way. Lying is the only way they can win.
Right. And they're more overt about it now, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's hilarious. I mean, it's where they've always been. You're right. And now they are very much overt about it. All right. An L.A. judge had ruled that the school districts can't issue vaccine mandates. This was a dad, Michael, I'm sorry, the L.A. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Mitchell Beckloff has ruled in favor of a father of a 12-year-old student who challenged the Los Angeles Unified School District, their COVID-19 mandate, finding it clashes with state law. I think this is great, and hopefully they'll be able to use this up and down the state.
Yes, I hope so. I mean, it's you know, finally, right? It still does exist in pockets here. So, I mean, he filed it on behalf of himself and his son, so any parent should be able to use that as precedent.
Yeah, and you know, his argument was that the vaccine could irreparably harm his son. They've seen it happen to other people. He already has contracted and recovered from the coronavirus. And again, saying that, look, basic science tells us that his immune system is a lot stronger because of that, and the shot not only won't help him, but again, could end up hurting him. But here was a guy that actually went to court and fought this, decided, that's it, I'm not laying down, I'm going to fight this, and he won. Most people say, well, I'm not going to win anyway, why go do this?
Yeah, you can't win if you don't get in there and try.
Yep. And we should be helping / supporting each other too.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
You saw that video of the black Republican pastor running for Congress,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of puts it in the face of the Democrats.
Yeah.
Makes the case for owning an AR-15, mm-hmm. and he uses the KKK to drive. I thought that was. Listen, I thought that was fantastic. I thought that was a great way to do it.
It's spot on. It's we need more of this, using the left's own words and their own, you know, hate against them. The best thing was that he said it wasn't just KKK, it was the Democrats in KKK ropes,
yep.
Right? So, I mean, that is something that the Democrats don't, you know, say. They try to put KKK and all the racist crap on to the right when, you know, it was the left doing it, you know, most of the time. So,
yep.
That piece, that video was just spot on. If anybody wants to see that video, you can find me on Twitter at SCVBuckeye. And I've retweeted it. So,
well, you know, it, remember what was it? Kim Klasick out of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
This is right along the lines of that. Actually, I think this is more hard hitting than that one. But this is the kind of stuff that needs to be done. Not once every 4 years or once every 2 years. These kind of commercials need to go up on a regular basis, mm-hmm. right? Without stopping, yep. they need to go up on a regular basis.
Right. We need to get our message out all the time, just like the left does. The left doesn't stop. The left doesn't only do this on campaign years or, you know, right before a campaign. They do it all the time. That's why they've taken over the schools and the government and the, you know, healthcare and everything.
Right.
Because they're out there all the time pushing their agenda. We need to do the same. But in, you know, smart, professional, you know, succinct ways, just like that video.
You know what? And you're right. And we need to, I don't know how we get it out there no more, because a lot of these places are squelching the traffic on these items. They don't let people see these things. I've seen it. Look at every time Facebook used to do a massive update, you know, a background update of code, we would see our viewership skyrocket. And then within probably a day, 24 hours, they'd get it, quote unquote, back under control again. So we weren't getting the kind of viewership. So they are controlling these things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll see if anything changes if, you know, once Elon Musk gets in Twitter and all that. I mean, again, this comes down to us, our side on the right, supporting each other and retweeting these things when they're strong and, you know, really good. Not just retweeting sensational things or whatever, but retweeting things that reflect our message.
Right. And we should be supporting each other, just like you were at PJ Media, right? We've got people out there that really don't understand how this works. They really need to be pushing people towards your story. They need to be pushing people towards, you know, our website and to our show. And we don't do it. And it's funny, when I talk to some people, they actually believe that most people either know about us as writers, you know, me as a radio host, and they say, you know, how can people not listen? You go, not everybody thinks like you. Right? Mm-hmm. Not everybody is on the same page as you. Matter of fact, there's a lot of people who think you're just whack just because you're a conservative for no other reason. I don't know how we break our people that habit.
I don't know. I think it comes down to habits. Like you said, it's a habit. It's habit of what you're used to watching, what you grew up watching, what you listen to, who you hang out with. I mean, it's about... You know, when you do come across someone, say, you know, someone comes across PJ Media and they find one of my colleagues and they really like something they wrote or whatever, you know, share it. It and talk about it. You know, put a little blurb on Facebook above it so that you can say, hey, this is really good. It hits this point. You know, get your friends talking. I mean, that's valuable. I mean, I think people need to stop looking at social media as only negative, because we can use it to our advantage.
Yeah, you're right. I find something interesting. So I guess, what was it, last Friday, Joe Biden met with a bunch of Democrat governors to talk about how they can shore up abortion in these states, mm-hmm. and, you know, what they can do to help each other out. And today it was announced that Harris is going to meet Democrat state legislators to discuss how to shore up these things in those states. With everything that's going on, the economy, what's going on at the border, the wars that are going on, and people that are starving, the two things they're spending the most, well, not two things, the two people at the top of the food chain are spending their most amount of time on shoring up abortion, which shows you where their mind is at.
Right. And it also shows, I mean, it shows that they're not in touch with what is most important to voters, to American voters. I mean, inflation, the economy, everyday expenses, those are at the top of the list. Abortion is way down in the bottom. And, you know, it's not a bad thing that they keep doing it for them, for us. Yep.
All right, pjmedia.com, that's where they'll find you, right? pjmedia.com. And check it out, people. You need to make sure you support our people. I'll be back next hour. You got me for the whole hour. Good luck to you. Be right back.
Qualify.